And welcome back to the Relay for Life Radiothon here in Alito, Illinois. And we're raising money today for Relay for Life of Mercer County, joined by Dr. Jeremy Joy of All Animal Healthcare in Alito. Dr. Joy, hello.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Well, we wanted to talk about pets because pets are so important to us. They're parts of the family. And I wanted to ask you, do pets get cancer?
Absolutely. The rates of cancer in pets and even, you know, farm animals too, we don't recognize that very much, but is about the same as in humans. Potentially one in three could develop some type of cancer over their lifetime.
I have had several labs, and I believe that almost all of them developed cancer at some point. Are there specific breeds that develop cancer more than others?
They're size of the animal to some degree. So the larger dogs, Rottweilers, Labs, Golden Retrievers, they're more susceptible, it seems like, to bone cancer, osteosarcoma, and also spleen. Hemangiosarcoma is a tumor of the spleen. It seems like most of those end up being in a large breed.
I like to give a lot of credit to veterinarians because you have to work on patients that can't talk to you. So what should people at home first look for since their pet can't tell them, you know, I'm not feeling well right now?
Yeah, certainly, you know, the most common thing people come in for about that is, oh, I found a lump. And most of those lumps are benign, but always have them checked out because it's surprising if you see an older lab or large breed that doesn't have a few fat tumors on them, mm-hmm. the lumpies or kind of wart looking tumors. But some of those can also look very similar, but be a malignancy like a mast cell tumor. Lymph nodes swollen up is a very common. We see lymphoma pretty frequently. There's actually some, they're getting in, have some genetic marker ability to look ahead for lymphoma.
All right, very good. So basically, as you're petting your dog and showing them some attention, or cat even, because cats do get cancer as well, right?
Yeah, certainly. They get one called a fibrosarcoma. It starts out as a small lump, and it usually doesn't spread like to different organs, but it's very invasive. So catching that early is key on that one because it'll grow little fingers into the tissue, and then it's tough.
Oh, wow. So people that have been faced with that know that it's a hard decision. I've always been told that care decisions have a little bit to do with the age of the pet.
Yeah, certainly. You know, you don't like to put an expiration date on them by any means, but you got to think. But I always figure that animals or pets don't know anything about tomorrow. They know how they are today. So it's, you know, it's not depriving them of knowing they're going to live another year. You know, they know, I just feel terrible today. And you can tell, I always base a lot of chronic type of stuff on when they quit enjoying their supper, that's a sign that they're not having the greatest, because they've, you know, they all run to the bowl.
Yeah, or to my hand under the table most of the time, right?
Right, if they quit running to the bowl and got that tired look in their eyes, you know, need to potentially have a discussion.
Of course, regular vet care is always a good idea with that. And you're, of course, available, Dr. Jeremy Joy, All Animal Healthcare, to speak with folks about those tough decisions, right?
Yep, absolutely. We deal with it every day. And I always kind of work as, what if it was my dog or cat, what would I do? And so I try and, you know, base my decisions on that for the most part. And but yeah, there's a lot of oncology referrals. I mean, there's cancer treatments. There's all kinds of very good options, just like in people. The humans are a little bit further ahead on the genetic marker type mm-hmm. of stuff, like these BRCA genes and the different things. Mm-hmm. But we're on the coattails there. We've got some developed. Not me.
Right. But
the smart people.
Well, yeah, that got me thinking. The American Cancer Society supports research on cancer. And does some of that research cross over into pets?
Certainly, you know, a cell is a cell. So the same, it's identifying the different specific gene, but the methodology is going to be very similar on all that.
All right. Dr. Jeremy Joy, All Animal Healthcare in Alito. What's your phone number there at the clinic?
582-5866.
And thank you so much for being on the Radiothon this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.